Hey, so now we're going to talk marketing. Is that okay?
Yes.
What's the definition of marketing? All right. Thank you, Brian. I'll help the rest of you guys with this, all right? Get my clicker. I want to show you, I shared with you that I would talk to you about the latest, greatest marketing. We're going to cover some basics, but before that, I want to demonstrate for you how you can just take a word. Just a word. Like, how are we doing?
Phenomenal. Better than good.
Yeah, it is getting late, isn't it? But I'm telling you, when you really do this right, some amazing things can happen, okay? I mean, as a matter of fact, how many of you, after you started hanging around us, you realized how often you say the word phenomenal, right? Like even before that, it's like, I didn't even realize I said that much, right? Well, here's the thing. It's really, this word is really catching on. I mean, I'm going to show you a video that demonstrates the power of one word marketing and how it can go to great heights. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Just click
yes.
it. All right, so how we doing? Yeah, that's right. Okay. I want to give you what I call the 7 M's of phenomenal marketing. And when we work through this, I want you to think about how this applies to your business. And after we get through working through this, I'm going to give you some things that I've learned about marketing over the last year. Okay. One is the first M of phenomenal marketing is your phenomenal marketing mindset. All right. Now, if you help me out, I have a few more peanuts. Talk about marketing. Man, wow. Peanuts. So my question to you is, what is marketing? Everything that you do to attract prospects to your business, and you stole that from Brian because he said that a while ago.
He's
huh?
at my table, though.
Yeah, he's at your table. And you guys had the most love answers that were correct. All right. Why is marketing important?
Stimulates business.
Stimulates business, drives sales, makes the phone ring. Oops. What's that?
Reputation.
Reputation.
Creates awareness.
Creates awareness. I'm looking for one specific answer.
Delivers a message.
Delivers a message. Not there yet. I'm going to probably run out of peanuts for the very first time. Matter of fact, yep, it delivers a meaningful experience, but not. I don't want to know what it does. I want to know why it's important to you as a business owner. Matter of fact, I just got a report from Michelle and Victoria. Somebody apparently was on a flight, and they had a different brand of peanuts on the Southwest Airlines flight, and it happened to be right after one of the flights that I took. So I was like, we cleaned them out, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, so I'll help you out. And all right. Yes, it delivers a message, but why is it important? The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. The reason that you need to become a phenomenal marketer is because you have phenomenal life goals. And if you don't have phenomenal life goals, you're not going to wake up with the energy and the passion to go do the kind of marketing that you need to do. In fact, I'll give you one of the things that I learned this past year. I've been interacting with Postcard Mania, $50 million company, thanks to this man right here, David Larson, who, by the way, owns SMT, Sales and Marketing Technologies, introduced me to Joy Gendusa, and they have a company called Postcard Mania. They do direct marketing with postcards. She wrote a book on it, which you can get that book for free. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It's about how to use postcards in your business, and you can download it at postcardmania.com for free. postcardmania.com/phenomenal. Phenomenal. postcardmania.com/phenomenal. You can download her book for free. Victoria, did we get a shipment of books from...
We have some books.
We do have some books?
It's limited, but we have some.
Okay, so 777 members will have one of those hardcover books for you tomorrow in your session, okay? So, anyway, here's what Joy Gendusa said. She said that... And again, this is a woman that built this company from zero to $50 million a year, and she has phenomenal content. I mean, she really is a phenomenal marketer, and I'm going to be inviting some of you guys down to Postcard Mania in September. We're going to have, they asked me to MC their event. So check this out. All of business about relationships. And you need to be out building relationships with referral sources, people who already have your clients on their list. So they only have 73,000 business owners on their list. That's it. 73,000 small business owners. So is this a company that's important to me? You better believe it. So Dave Larson introduces me. I go down to the event. Actually, at first I sent Michelle and Victoria. They built a relationship with them. Then I went to the event, and I didn't tell anybody because I was just there just to build a relationship. Somehow Brenda found out about it. She's right up the street in Orlando. And I walked in. I was like, hey. I was always happy to see Brenda, but I was like, okay, I don't want everybody showing up because I need to do my thing here, right? I'm building a relationship. I'm just serving. I'm helping. I'm, you know, doing all this. This is where I met Tyrone. He was there at Postcard Mania with us. And I served and I served and I served and I served and I served. I saw all I want to do is help you. And then I had an idea of how we could help each other, and I went down to Postcard Mania, and I sat at Joy Gendusa's desk. And she said, before we get started, I don't know why you're here, but I need to make something clear to you before we start. She said, I've already told my marketing people, pay attention to Howard, because we need to incorporate some of his ideas. And whatever you're here for, the answer is yes. And I was like, can you give me a few minutes to go get some bigger ideas? So anyway, I'm going to be emceeing their event. That's one thing that they asked me to do. And I'm going to be doing some stuff with them, and we're going to do a marketing program and so on and so forth. And how I got on that subject, I have no idea. Marketing mindset. Yeah, because you want to always be planting seed. You want to understand that all of business is about relationships. And Brenda, actually, we did a webinar, and she was, I didn't know she was doing this, but she was studying what I was doing the whole time. We did a whole webinar on, because I'm doing a lot of this naturally, on how I built a relationship with them, and how in such a short time, I became just an acquaintance to a guy that Joy is talking about on the stage, to now emceeing their event, now doing a joint venture program with them. So what we need to think about is that every single day you need to be marketing. And what I learned from Joy, she said, if there's one thing that I could say to you about marketing, it would be this. Be consistent. Because what most small business owners do is they wait until they need business before they start doing anything about their marketing. And how many of you know that it's too late at that point? That everything that you do is going to be done out of desperation. So what is marketing? It's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. What does it do? It should increase sales, but it should attract the right prospects. Reason it's important is because the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. The reason that it's important, how you know if it's working. All right, I have a confession to make. I'm so sorry. I have to do this, but just so you'll know. Speaking of a phenomenal product, you know, how many of you know that I love Starbucks coffee, right? Like, I love Starbucks coffee. Well, my team, I thought they were helping me, but they introduced me to something called Better Than Coffee Bars, and they're awesome. And I had one after lunch, and it was good, and I felt good. But I thought, well, maybe I need another one, so I had another one on the break. So if I explode up here, like if I just like self-destruct, somebody come put the fire out, okay? All right, so how do you know if it's working? Is if you have increased sales, all right? So let's get into it. Phenomenal marketing systems. Marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. Phenomenal marketing delivers a unique experience that engages people, educates people, and entertains people. Let me break that down. So how many of you are doing social media right now? All right. What's the purpose of social media? What is it? Distract you while you're at work. No, I mean as a business owner. Build a following. Engage people. In fact, AC has a YouTube channel. Almost all of his new prospects come through his YouTube channel. It's phenomenal. I mean, he's got this huge following. People just coming from all over the place. I went down there to do a training with them, and he was like, okay, how many of you came to me through YouTube? And it's just boom, 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 all over the place. And they got a great business that's just growing by leaps and bounds. It's to engage people and then educate them. If you want to be a phenomenal marketer in your industry, educate people. This is what SMT does. They send out an educational email, connects to their blog, and they educate you on digital marketing. What does that do for them? What does that do for AC? Well, for one, it entertains people. Did you like the video? Was there a point to the video? So entertainment might be a funny video, but there needs to be a point, right? Entertainment might be serving someone. So you engage people, you educate them, and then you serve them, then you entertain them. It's all about the experience. The experience is what's going to set you apart. And when you're marketing, you've got to create an experience in marketing that's going to lead people to want to do business with you. So you want to be very strategic with your social media and with your marketing, especially social media, because we're posting stuff out there, folks, that we shouldn't be posting. Like, for example, if you got the flu, don't put that on Facebook. And by the way, let me just share something with you, and I'll get Dave to tell me if I get off base at all. Your company Facebook page probably isn't getting seen unless you're boosting posts or you're placing ads. Is that true? Because Facebook today, for business profiles, they want you to spend some money to get seen. It's just as simple as that. So the only way you're going to know whether that's working is to get with a digital marketing agency so they can measure all that stuff for you. But I personally use my own personal Facebook page. Now, I know that that's technically you're not supposed to do that. And I'm not necessarily selling anything on there, usually. But I'm engaging people and I'm letting them know what's going on in my life. But it's strategic because I'm positioning myself. What's that?
Selling the dream.
Selling the dream. Hey, I'm on the beach in Destin. Let me give you some tips on reaching your goals. Hey, we got Brian Tracy over here. Hey, here's some folks that are really growing their business. Hey, here's somebody who has a changed life. So if I'm in a service business, I'm going to be talking about my clients. I'm going to be talking about, you know, some of the work that we've done. I'm going to be positioning myself and talking to them and educating people on how to understand our industry. Education will set you apart from all your competitors. If you're the one that's educating the consumer or the prospect or your community on what it is that you do. All right, and then you need a system. Phenomenal marketing systems are a group of working parts that duplicate results consistently. What kind of results? Sales. Prospects first, then sales. Nothing happens in a business until a sale is made, and profitable sales cure all other business evils. How many of you experienced some business evils in your time? All right? Like, how many of you have had an employee that did something wrong? Stole something, broke something, lost something, okay, or a competitor that did you wrong or whatever? What kind of business evils have you experienced? Maybe all of a sudden you had to pay some tax that you didn't know about, right? See, if your sales are profitable, even when these bad things come along, you can absorb it. So really, before anything else, you got to make sure that your business is making money. You can't make a sale until you market, and unless you make sales, you're not going to make profits. So we got to understand that the only function of marketing at the end of the day is to increase sales, and there's only three ways to increase sales under the sun. Number one is to increase sales from existing clients. The biggest marketing mistake of all is not marketing to your past clients. The money is in the list. You need to, every single person you meet, every single person that you serve, you should have them on a weekly email newsletter. Okay, so if I have a landscaping company, for example, I'm going to be educating people on plants and how to take care of their plants and why this thing dies and why this thing grows and all that kind of stuff. If I'm in restoration, I'm going to be talking about what to do if you get water in your house. And man, I'm going to have that email list ready when there's an event, when there's a weather event or something like that. Boom, that email blast is going to go out. Boom, I'm going to boost those Facebook posts. Boom, I'm going to be calling the local news and giving them information. That's how I've gotten on television and on the radio and things like that, is I put myself out there as the person to go to for information on our industry. So what do? I'm always educating people. I'm posting videos and things like that, teaching people, and you want to do the same thing. So I recommend that you have a weekly email newsletter at minimum, that you're posted on social media, that you have send out cards or postcard mania or something like that, a regular mailer going out to your clients. And how about something that's almost free? How many of you you build your business on repeat business, repeat clients, okay? Do you have a calling program? Do you have someone that calls up your past clients and says, hey, it's time to do business with us? Hey, it's time to get your treatment. I saw my chiropractor at church the other day. And I said, hey, you know how long it's been since I've been in for an adjustment? He said, yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? I said, mm-hmm. I said, how come y'all ain't called? How come you ain't wrote? Matter of fact, that cool pillow that I travel with that you put the water in, I left that in a hotel room somewhere and I need another one. How come y'all hadn't called me? Because I'm supposed to get adjusted every month, right? Yeah, yeah, I'll have somebody call you. Well, he called, didn't leave a message, didn't follow up or anything. Look, don't do it yourself. There's a girl there that's her job. Get her to do it. I want to go. Here I'm wanting to spend money with them, and they're making it hard for me. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's how I get when I have too many coffee bars. Anyway, okay. So the biggest marketing mistake of all is not marketing to your past clients. I want to do business with them. I want to go in. I want to spend money with them. Number two, of course, you can increase the number of clients. What's the very best way to do that? Referrals. Studies show that most small businesses, 85% of small businesses, thrive on repeat and referral business, and about the same number, 85%, have no system to do so. So number one, you should have a referral reward program. When someone sends you a new client, you should reward them. We use a referral certificate. You can learn all about that on the Inner Circle website. The second thing is that you want to have a referral source program. See, my whole marketing program is go build a relationship with referral sources that already have my clients. That's why Ziegler's here. Ziegler's here because I went and added value to them. That's all I did is I served. I never asked Ziegler for anything. I never asked Joy Gendusa for anything. I just kept serving, serving, serving. In fact, it was my rule that I'm not going to ask them for anything. The ideas that I had were all in their favor. I'm just going to help you. I'm just going to serve you. You can have everything in life you want if you just... That's your leadership program. That's your marketing program. Just go serve them. Help them. They need a lot of help. And you got gifts. You got talents. Why am I spending money to attract strangers who may turn their nose up because we don't have the same values? Why not invest the time, money, and energy to build a relationship with someone who has 73,000 of my clients already? And they could send, just hit a button and say, "We love this guy. You're going to love him too." So I'm going to just keep giving, right? I just kept giving to Ziegler. All right. So referral is the best way to do that. And then number three is increase the investment. One of the things you need to look at is your pricing. You need to evaluate your pricing and make sure that your price is right. How do you increase the price that you charge? By adding value, right? Increasing the value and understanding how to communicate the value. And I think that's the biggest thing. All right, so number two is your phenomenal money. The second M of phenomenal marketing is your phenomenal money. Zig said that money isn't the most important thing in life, but it is reasonably close to oxygen on the gotta have it scale. So how many of you have had to make payroll on Friday and it's Thursday? And like, you gotta bring some money in, right? So it's better to not be in that situation, to have the money before payroll comes. And the way that you do that is by building a marketing system, because money, sales, is the fuel for your business, all right? Question for you, do you have a written, planned sales goal? If so, how did you come up with it? And by the way, how much are you planning on investing in marketing? That should be a line item on your income statement that you decide in advance, whether it's a percentage or a specific amount, that we're going to invest at least this amount in our marketing, and you plan that in advance. Does that make sense? And then what you do is you're going to make a list of what you're going to invest that on. I'm going to buy a lot of donuts. I'm going to travel to a bunch of places. I'm going to send a bunch of brownies out to people. I'm going to send gifts to people. Like, if somebody that is a potential referral source for me, one of their people has a baby or has a birthday or something, I mean, they're getting gifts. And now I got a secret weapon. Denise Partridge about to come on the payroll. I mean, that girl is a relationship machine. Now, say that. Because I don't want that to get out, because nobody knows that yet. But June 15th is the day. I'm just saying. That's just for us. It's just for family, okay? So you got to create your sales goal. And what you want to do is have a sales goal for the year that should be in your business plan. Break it down by the month. Break it down by the day. Break it down by the the membership, break it down by the construction project. You should know your average job amount. We went through this next door a while ago. How do you come up with that sales goal? The first thing that you do is decide what your net's going to be, and then you're going to measure your overhead, and that gives you your gross profit. When you figure out what your cost of goods percentage is, you can come up with your sales goal. So my goal for you is to understand these five numbers so that you can sit on the beach and literally come up with your sales goal. And you can. If you have your financials, if you print those out, and that might be step one for some of you, is to figure out how to get the accurate numbers, get the percentages. Our coaching team will help you with that. And what you want to do is decide in advance. This is what I love about being an entrepreneur, is that I can decide in advance how much net profit I want to make. Now, I got to go make it happen, and it doesn't always happen like you think it's going to happen, and you got to work for it. But I can decide that in advance. I can set that goal. And if I know my numbers, then I could be more likely to achieve that. Number three is your phenomenal mission. And what I mean by that is, what unique problem do you want to solve? What unique problem in the world do you want to solve? See, this is the why behind your business. If I want to help small business owners have more life, one way I could do that is help them stop being a slave to their business. So the problem that I want to solve helps me come up with my mission. So the question is, what unique experience can you provide? What can you do for your clients? So for me, what can we do? We can create a community experience where you can get the support, the encouragement, the accountability that you need to grow, right? In my service company, our mission is to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. And the reason we do what we do is because phenomenal human beings all over the Houston area get lied to and stood up every single day. And we're here to protect them. That's why we do. That's the unique problem that we want to solve. Okay? So here's the thing about mission is, you're not going to do something that you're not passionate about. And really, mission is about what kind of products and services you want to offer. How many of you know that there's a lot of things that we could offer here at Phenomenal Products that we just don't offer? How many of you know that there's a lot of things that you could do that you shouldn't offer, right? Because you have to be passionate about offering it. You need to understand that this is what you're made for and have the right fit. At the Destined Dream Retreat, I'm going to show you how to do this personally, how to find your purpose. And I created this thing called the five P's of purpose. It's really awesome. But it's kind of like this, where you find the problem that you want to solve and the passion that you have. So in my service company, my passion was to provide the most outstanding service experience ever so that I could solve the problem of people being lied to, stood up, and taken advantage of. All right? So are you passionate about providing the experience? And if you aren't, you can find people who are. See, I'm not passionate about doing it myself anymore. I just got burnt out doing the sales myself and doing the day-to-day management. I had this idea. So I had to put people and systems in place so that I could do this. All right? So those are our two mission statements there. What about Mary Kay? Their mission is to enrich the lives of women around the world. What about Starbucks? What do you think their mission statement is? Get this, to inspire the human spirit, one neighborhood and one cup at a time. Was there anything in there about coffee? Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with coffee. You can put anything in that cup. To inspire the human spirit. I mean, I don't know about you, but I do get inspired when I drink a lot of Starbucks coffee. And when I have coffee bars. Anyway, I told Victoria we're in Hawaii, and it was like, 9 o'clock at night. We're driving back from the beach, Victoria, Michelle, and myself. And I just like how coffee makes me feel. And I was like, man, I wish I could drink coffee like all day and all night. God, I don't know why that tickled her, but anyway, I do. I want to feel like that all the time. Okay. Number four is your phenomenal target market. Who wants the experience that you're passionate about solving? Who has the problem that you want to solve? That's your target market. Ellen Rohr's got a phenomenal way of doing this. Bring up a picture in your mind of your favorite client. Does everybody have a picture? Your favorite client, the one that spends the most with you, pleasure to do business with, they send you referrals, they're your cheerleader, they're your raving fan. Everybody got a picture? That's your target market right there. So find out everything that you can about them. Brian was talking about this yesterday. How old are they? What's the gender? You know, psychographics, how they buy, what's their lifestyle, what motivates them, what frustrates them, what do they want, what do they need? You should spend as much time as it takes on the beach, preferably, making as many notes about your target market as you possibly can, because you want to know them. See, if you try to be everything to everybody, you won't be anything to anybody. If you try to be everything to everybody, you won't be anything to everybody. But here's the other side of that. If you can be everything to somebody, you'll make a big impact in people's lives. See, that's our goal here, is that small business owners, that's our target market. We want to help you. Not just with your business, we want to help you with your finances, we want to help you with your life, we want to help you with spiritual, mental, physical, everything. We have a health program, we don't promote it as much as we used to, but there's people all over this room that have lost a ton of weight and gotten healthy through our health program. How many of you have been in our health program? Let me see your hands, please. Okay. I mean, my team alone, just amazing, right? So we want to help you as much as we can. But the thing is I don't have the gifts for everything. My team doesn't have the gifts for everything. So we have to bring people in like Ellen. We have to bring people in like Take Shape for Life on the health program. We have to bring other people in to bring those gifts. But what we're passionate about is you having freedom in your life. That's what we're passionate about. Now, question for you. Let's say Aliki's here, so Aliki can help me on this one. So, Aliki.
Yes, sir.
You're about to get married, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
243 days.
243 days. Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Is this how you want to feel after that wedding day? Yes.
I know I'm going to feel like that.
You know you're going to feel like this. Let me ask you a question. Since you got engaged, were there times that you felt like this when you were working with vendors?
Yes.
If I'm in the wedding business and all I focus on is this and I miss this, I got a problem. So my message to you is, what's the overarching emotion of your target market? What are they worried about? What fears do they have? What problems do they have that need to be solved? What are they frustrated with? We need to talk about this too, but because that's the outcome, but this is where people are right now, all right? Once you understand who your target market is, what their problems are, what motivates them, and you've done your work there. And this whole course, by the way, is on the Inner Circle website too. But I want to keep reminding you of this, because I know that many of you couldn't just sit down and tell me what the 7 M's are. And we need to keep bringing you back to it. Also, we're doing the recording on our new home study course that we're going to have. And so we're kind of talking to those people there too, to give them, and these people over here who aren't members yet. So number 5 is your phenomenal message. Do you have a message that resonates with your prime target audience? How many of you have heard of a USP, a unique selling proposition? All right. So you need to have a message that resonates with your target audience. And that message needs to talk about the problem. Why do you think I used the slogan, stop being a slave to your business? Yeah, because it resonates with small business owners. I mean, every single one of you have felt that way, right? So I got a message right there, and that's the first thing that you see on our website. And guess what? Every small business owner on the planet doesn't necessarily feel that way. I mean, some people live in denial. Some people haven't been in business long enough or done enough business or done enough to feel that way. They're still on the honeymoon. If you're less than 3 years old, you might be on the honeymoon. Or maybe you're in denial and you're a serial entrepreneur that you're starting a new business every 5 minutes and none of them have been successful. And this is what young people grow up thinking that small business is all about. Oh, man, you just get a bunch of investors. You got a phenomenal idea. You're going to be the next Uber. You're going to be the next this. You're going to be the next that. You go bust a few times, and maybe you make it. Maybe you don't. That's not who I work with. I can brainstorm with the best of them. I got big ideas, but that's not what I do. That's not what I'm passionate about. What I'm passionate about is helping small business owners stop being a slave to their business. But I want to take this up a notch. USP is good, but what's better is a UEP. What's the unique experience that you are going to provide for your target audience? What's your unique experience proposition? What's your unique experience promise? For us, in our marketing, our service company, we talk about what happens when you hire the typical service company. Somebody who's doing in-home services, what's the typical service experience look like?
Bubba.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Late.
Late. Not professional.
Inconsistent.
Dirty. What's that?
Dirty.
Dirty.
Shoddy work.
Poor equipment.
Overpriced,
scary looking, I love that. Yeah, bait and switch. Guess what? You guys just created a marketing message. You just created all the words that need to be in your marketing. Unless you're that person, which I know you aren't, but you know what I mean? You got to come up with a message. What's the overarching emotion? Does a bride-to-be want, the last thing she wants is something to go wrong on the most important day of her life? You better be talking about that. And how are you going to solve that? So you need a UEP. Number six is your phenomenal marketing methods. We actually have six different methods of marketing. One of them is client-based marketing. I don't have these listed for you, but just so you know what they are. Client-based marketing, referral marketing, direct marketing, direct selling. And then I put internet marketing all in one bucket, but really all of that could be done through internet marketing. When Facebook first came out, man, I like to get on stuff like that right away. I'm not a big tech guy, but like, I hate technology, but I love what it'll do for me. So I was like, when the forums were out there, the old, you know, forums, I was consulting in my industry and like I was owning those boards. You know, I don't get on those anymore, but it's like I positioned myself that way. When Facebook came out, man, I was on Facebook and my wife's like, okay, so do you make any money on Facebook? I said, not yet, but I will. I promise. And by being active on Facebook and really doing my social media on Facebook, I get people calling me and messaging me all the time to publish books, to come speak for them, to connect with them, all the time. I made all kind of money because I'm active on Facebook and I'm putting the right message out there. I'm not putting that I got the flu. Or I got this problem or that problem or some. It's fun, it's real, but it's strategic. I'm just telling you. Now, let me give you a Facebook tip. Again, I'll get Dave to chime in on this. One of the things I learned from my friend David Fry, who's a phenomenal marketer, we did a seminar down in Destin, and I'm going to give you two tips right now for Facebook. I already gave you one. You got to pay to play. Okay, booster posts, those kinds of things. But two other things that you can do is, one, join groups that have your target market, but don't go in there and sell. The way that you look at social media, the way that I look at social media, the way that you should look at it, is this a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week networking group. It's the only networking group that you can go to in your underwear. I'm just saying. I mean, you could otherwise, but I mean, it's like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, half the marketing I do is just because I'm bored. I mean, I'm watching television or whatever. Let's see what's happening on Facebook. Connect with people. Like their stuff. Message them. Tell them. Add value to them. But here's two ideas for you. Number one, join a group that has your target market in there and start adding value to people. Next thing you know, all these people are following you. They're listening to what you have to say. Here's the other thing. How many of you are part of our group called the Howard Partridge Roundtable? How many of you are part of that group? Okay, it's a public group, and we need to build it. So Victoria Leakey, somebody, send me an email because we need to get that on the agenda to build that. We built it to, 800-something people or something like that. People tell me all the time, dude, you email me every day. And I'm like, I don't send an email every day. Well, I get an email from you every single day. And I'm like, I don't email every day. Let me see your email. So I look at it, and what's happening is they've joined that group, and every time we post, it sends an email because the way that they signed up for it or whatever. The point is that you can create your own audience by creating your own group. So join groups that already have your target market, and then create your own group. What's the top problem that your folks have? Create your own group. All right? The six marketing methods. So you got referral marketing, you've got client-based marketing, you have direct advertising, actually placing paid advertising. You have internet marketing, which encompasses a lot of different things. The other thing that most small business owners don't do, I don't care what kind of business you have, you should be doing this, and most people are not doing this, is collecting email addresses and have an email newsletter. I don't care if they never open it. When that email comes in, they're reminded that you're there. Jason actually does a good job of this. I get your emails about the, you know, your home theater and everything. It's good stuff. I have a spa that I go to for massage, and I always open their emails because I'm looking for a deal on, you know, I get deep tissue massage. They charge a lot of money, so if I can, like, buy five, get one free, I'm in. If I can save 20%, I'm in. So I always open their emails. But even if they don't open it, they see your name and they see the subject line. By the way, that subject line is your headline for your email that's going to determine whether they're going to open or not. Is this sounding like a lot of work? It is a lot of work. But the question is, what's it going to do for you? And then the thing is that you can then test your copy by doing your reports. Like if you're using Infusionsoft, I use Infusionsoft for everything that I do. And so I go in and I look at the reports. How many people opened it? How many people clicked on something? And that's how we judge how our marketing is doing. We can learn a lot about what people want, what people like, and what they respond to by, we can test that copy through email, and it's almost free once you have the software, okay? So you want to have an opt-in. We call it the free trial offer. You want to have something that you give away for free. And then occasionally I'll post on my social media some kind of link. You don't want to do that a lot, but post a link, and I usually give something away, all right, to get people on your list. Everywhere you go, you want to have some sort of free trial offer, Okay? Maybe some kind of drawing or whatever. I decided that I want to help Ruth Hoyt because I believe in what she's doing out there. But where's Ruth at? Okay. But here's the problem. Ruth is like, okay, Howard, help me. So I'm offering to do headshots out here, but nobody's stopping to get a headshot. So I looked at her booth out there, and I said, when you walk by, you can't tell what you do. You got beautiful photographs of birds and things like that, and you got lights and a drape. There needs to be some kind of banner up there. How much not having a good headshot is costing you? Maybe a before, bad, a good, after, so that I get the message. And if you don't have that, well, she doesn't have that right now, how about a question? How about a free trial offer? It only takes 5 minutes to do your shoot. How about if we do a 5-minute photo shoot? If you like it, then we can talk about maybe you using it in your marketing. It only takes 5 minutes. It'll be fun. In fact, if you do that, I will put you into a drawing to win these free prints, which are, how much are those prints worth?
$35.
$35 each. And so what she's going to do is, if you will go out there and just invest 5 minutes, look at the photograph, she's going to give you a little green thing where you can put your name into a drawing and win one of those beautiful prints out there, okay? But if you don't have a great headshot, now would be the time to do it. But you want to offer something where people will opt in and give you some information. All right, and I already talked about this, but the secret to record sales and profits is the referral relationship program, finding those referral sources that already have your existing clients or your target market clients on their list. That is the secret to record sales and profits right there, any way that you slice it. Your marketing plan should be always building a relationship with referral sources that already have your clients on their list, because all business is about relationships. Joseph Michelli, international branding expert, said this, that a brand is nothing more than what people say about you when you're not around. Your brand is your reputation. And your reputation comes from the relationships that you build. What did Zig say again? For about the 12th time? That's referral marketing right there. Bob Berg said people do business with those that they know, like, and trust. I'm going to add one word to that. People do business with those that they know, so you got to get to know them, that they like, so I better be communicating in their style. I better be helping them, giving them some air, and people that they trust. Did you know that every human being makes 11 assumptions about another human being in the first 30 seconds of meeting them before they ever open their mouth? They judge you based on how you look. Trustworthiness, potential for success, everything. 11 different assumptions. You may not feel like that's right. You might feel that that's wrong, but we all do it. Everybody does. You naturally do it. It's something that's built into your brain to protect yourself. I want to add, people do business with those that they know, like, and trust, and remember. This is why you got to stay in touch with people with emails, send out cards, postcards, newsletters, things like that. Jim Cathcart said, relationship selling has become an asset to others before they become an asset to you. Your marketing program is to give, to serve. Period. End of story. And I did a webinar for Dr. Robert Rome. I'm trying to help his DISC-certified trainers, he has about 2,000 of them, to begin to understand how to market their services. And I did this presentation, And he stopped me on that slide and he said, guys, I want you to see something right here. Building positive relationships is the most important skill that you can have. And he wanted to underline this word right here. Building relationships is a skill. It's a skill. It's a skill that anybody can develop. You can develop skills of adding value to people, communicating with people so that they will like you and trust you. And then if you want them to remember you, you have to stay in touch with them. You need to have a client-based marketing program. And then number seven is your phenomenal marketing map. That stands for your marketing action plan. Marketing action plan. What are you going to do every day? You're going to post on social media. What are you going to do every week? What are you going to do every quarter? What's the marketing plan? What groups are you going to go to? What mailers are you going to do? Do you have a schedule? Do you have campaigns that are pre-planned? You need to pre-plan your marketing. If you're going to go somewhere, you need a plan and you need a map. All right. So I want to share with you some of the marketing messages or the marketing lessons that I've learned over the last year. I've learned a ton. And my marketing hasn't changed a lot, but these are just a few things that I want to share with you. In fact, I learned this, relearned this. Phenomenal products have been very successful. I don't, you know, stress over the numbers or worry about the numbers. I don't have to, you know, really pay that much attention to my service company. I get the reports and I look at them when they come in. It's very profitable. It's great. And Scott does a phenomenal job. But I thought to myself, you know, if our company is going to help more people this year, if my marketing plan is to help more people at Phenomenal Products, let's take it to the next level. In fact, I want to take the whole team to Hawaii next year. So what do we got to do to be able to take the whole team to Hawaii? So I set like this outrageous profit goal. And because we office together now at Phenomenal Products, I started having a daily huddle, something that we should all have if you have a team. And I started having a daily huddle with the team. And all I did was set that goal, and we started focusing on it every day. And I started communicating it to them. Do you know that in the first quarter of this year that our sales went up 30-something percent, like 36% quarter over last year, first quarter? And our profit went up 300% by daily focus. So focus on your sales goals every day. Implement your marketing every day. Track your sales every single day. I go into Infusionsoft and I look at my sales goal, my sales reports. You should do the same thing. What did Brian say yesterday? That's right. And in our 777 meeting, he said, look at those numbers every single day. Every single day. Did you notice that the first three say focus, implement, and track? Focus, implement, and track. Focus, implement, track. Focus on those numbers. Focus on that sales goal. What do you got to implement? And then track it and do it again and do it again and do it again. Review your marketing data. One of the things that SMT will help you with is how many people visited your website and how many people opted in. So we're always tweaking and testing that headline and how everything looks to see if we can get more people to opt in. Same thing with your direct mail and any of the marketing that you're doing. So review your data. Build your email list. That is a big thing, as I mentioned earlier, that most small business owners aren't doing. Use social, again, but do it strategically, as I mentioned before. Build your own group. And the biggest thing is, again, I just don't think that we're doing enough in the inner circle and the small business owners that I know. I just don't think we're doing enough building relationships with powerful referral sources. And if you're not going to do it, hire somebody like a Leakey. Hire a part-time marketing rep. Hire someone to do it. We have the systems to do it. Our team can tell you what to do. And even if your referral sources aren't local, there's something called send out cards and brownies. So what would happen if you just start reaching out to a referral source and you start sending them brownies, and they get brownies from you every single month? You're going to get a phone call. You're going to get an email. Yes or yes? And then what you got to do from there is reinvent or reimagine when you're not hitting your sales goals. You need to spend a lot of time, and this is where someone like SMT can really help you, is really think through what's happening, what's not happening, and why it's not happening. This is where the dream team, the coaching team, can come together and help you with that. Yes or yes?
Yes.